This is Senator Al Simpson. Should you have the right to be protected against computers who randomly call you up with something to sell? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, now don't hang up on me. I've got one for you today that would make the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz a cross between P.T. Barnum and Alexander Graham Bell. It seems more and more that telephone solicitors are no longer human. They are computers, calling usually at dinner time with a pre-recorded message, peddling something. These robot pitchmen try to keep you on the line just long enough to get your attention. Even when you want to hang up, these deviling computer calls refuse to disconnect. The problem is getting so bad because these machines can generate up to 20 million calls a day. Ted, I know you think all flag burning is free speech, but are you going to give machines First Amendment rights too? Give these computer calls the hard boot. Machines should never put people on hold in their own homes.
Al, there's not much chance the Supreme Court will rule that the First Amendment right of free speech applies to automatic dialing machines. It's hard to imagine a more annoying invasion of privacy. Telemarketing firms program their computers to dial every phone number in town and play a pre-recorded sales pitch. If the homeowner hangs up, the computer often stays on the line, tying up your phone. You don't even have the satisfaction of hanging up on the computer or telling it off because the automatic dialing machine isn't human. Apparently, they're a commercial success because the one person in 100 who appreciates the call places an order, even though the other 99 have slammed down the phone. Now Congress is coming to the rescue of the other 99. Since the market won't regulate itself, Congress is stepping in to end this annoyance. Computerized calls will be banned unless the homeowners consent. Knowing you, Al, you'll probably consent. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Saving the Nation's Wetlands. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.